We're continuing the series that we're doing, No Prophet Without Manifestation. No Prophet is the title. We're in part number four. We're building off of this scripture in 1 Corinthians 12:7 that says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. We talked about a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge. Last week, we looked at faith and the gift of healing. And today, we're going to look at the working of miracles and prophecy. The working of miracles and prophecy. The Lord was reminding me in Mark chapter 16 when Jesus said, "Go to preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." He said, "In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." That the gifts of the Spirit are in operation as a witness to Christ. He says, "These signs shall follow them that believe." In other words, when the gospel is expanded, signs and wonders and miracles take place. And when I was seeking the Lord on this, I was speaking to the Lord about signs and wonders and miracles that are taking place all around the other nations around the world. They're happening all around the world, and they're not prevalent here in the United States of America. And I was asking the Lord about that, and the Lord said to me that the body of Christ corporately in the United States of America is constipated. And I said, "Constipated?" And he said, "Yes, they're stuck." He said, "They will not get relief without movement. Faith is an activator that activates." Amen. And I don't know about you, and you wonder why we're not seeing all that we should be seeing, because we're not moving. We're really not in action. You know, God has called us to win the lost. Amen. And I'm telling you what, when people come to Jesus, signs and wonders follow. And that's what we want to talk about a little bit today. Now, I know that's kind of the subject when you think of constipation. If you're constipated, you don't feel good. How many mothers in here, when your babies haven't gone to the bathroom, you rub on their belly because you want them to go, because you know they're witnessing discomfort? And there's so much discomfort in the body of Christ because there's not movement. There's complacency. There's apathy. And he says, and again, he says, without movement, there won't be any relief. So if you're seeking relief, then you got to move. Amen? Are you with me? So I'm going to build this today off of Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. He said, "But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the othermost parts of the earth." Okay? The title of this morning's message again is there's no prophet without manifestation. And it's gifts witness. Gift is just an affirmation of the gospel. Amen? So I want to speak to you about miracles witnessing and also about prophecy witnessing. So can we lift our word together, and we're going to make a declaration in the house today. Repeat with me. Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I'm listening. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus." Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word here to accomplish something here today. So, Father, I pray that you speak through me today, Father God. May the words that come from my mouth edify, encourage, and comfort every hearer. Father God, if there's any here that do not know you today, may this be the day of their salvation. For any that have drifted away, may this be the day of their return. And for the entire body of Christ, may we be activated into action and by the power of the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all that you're going to accomplish in the house today, and we'll never cease to give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we're in verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 12. We're talking about the gifts being manifested in the body of Christ. Today we're going to be talking about the working of miracles. Working of miracles comes from the Greek word. Working comes from the Greek word energema. It's spelled, we would probably say it like energy. It's spelled E-N-E-R-G-E-M-A. But it's pronounced at G's long. It says energema is the way it's pronounced. Energema dudamis. Or in other words, working of miracles is effective power. Effective power. So if there's something that's energized or effective that's operating in the body of Christ. So let's look with me in Acts chapter 6. Turn with me to Acts chapter 6. Look to your neighbor and say, no relief without movement. Faith activates. Amen. We're going to get this in our spirit today. The word of God says in Acts chapter 6, verse 7, it says, and when the word of God increased, okay, there was something growing, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of priests were obedient to the faith, then in Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. In other words, the word of God was increasing. The kingdom of God, disciples were increasing. He said, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you even to the end of the world, Matthew 28. When these things are taking place and the kingdom is growing, then Stephen, full of faith, look to your neighbor and say, faith activates. And power did great wonders and miracles among the people. Amen. In other words, as the kingdom of God is growing and enlarging, and the knowledge of God is growing and increasing, then there's an effect of the word. God never sends his word without an effect of the word. So look with me in Hebrews chapter 2 for a moment. Hebrews 2. Verse number 3, when you get there, say amen. The Bible says in verse 3 in Hebrews 2, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by him that heard them, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Amen. In other words, when signs and wonders will follow them that believe, when we're sharing and we're spreading the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God can't help but enter into it. Amen. Amen. You know, I was looking at that and I was asking the Lord, God has placed people in this ministry with great creative minds, innovative ideas. And we're to take those creative minds and innovative ideas and put them to practice expanding the kingdom of God. Everything we do. See, God doesn't give everybody all the same gifts. Somebody in here is somebody that can put things together. Amen. Somebody has that gift where they can create ideas and they come up with the ideas and these things and they throw this all together and then we'll bring it in and teach the gospel and share the gospel and expand the kingdom of God. It's all working together as a body to fulfill the call of God that's on our lives and on the ministry. You know, this is Greatest Freedom Ministries because there's no greater freedom than Christ Jesus our Lord. And it's also the extended hands of God, which the kids stood up and sang for you today. It's his right hand represents his son and his left hand represents his church. And his hands are extended to the world. Amen. And we're the God's hands extended to the world. Amen. There's a world that's lost and dying to hell. And we have the answer. Amen. So we can take all these clever little ideas and these things that we get and put them to practice to expand the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. You know, miracles are witnessing a new creation in somebody's life. When someone gives their heart to the Lord, all of a sudden the Bible says when they're saved, the word saved comes from the Greek word sozo. It's healed body, mind, soul, and spirit. Amen. In other words, all these things are manifested. Man, you're going into some realm. When we get into the what we're called to do and answer the call of God, that God's called on this ministry, and we start opening our mouth to make known the mysteries of the gospel, amen, all of a sudden, signs and wonders and miracles are going to happen all over the place. Amen. You're not going to have to go looking for them. Amen. You're not going to have to seek them. They're just going to take place. Amen. Amen. Because let me tell you something. Anytime someone comes to the Lord, God's right in the middle of it. Amen. Amen. So look with me in Romans 15. The Word of God says in verse 19, the Apostle Paul says, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Amen? In other words, what the Apostle Paul is once again in our hearts and our minds, it's all about the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth. Amen? Amen? In other words, this gospel message has to keep going. See, we get so caught up in inreach, we forget about outreach. We somehow get so caught up in what we need. And I know something about Daddy, my father, your father. When I am ministering to others, he ministers to me. Hello? Amen? It's a funnel that's opened up to pour in, to pour out. Amen? Amen? It isn't like this. It's 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 like, hey, Lord, I'm going to be an open vessel. You pour your love through me. See, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, and faith, the fruits of the Spirit are the fruit of the Spirit. Isn't my fruit? It's His fruit. And my God's really fruity. And I'm talking about good fruits. I'm not talking about a little crazy. I'm talking about I might be that way, but He's not that way. Amen? And the more I have of Him, the more fruit of Him comes out of me. The more spirit I have, the more fruits of the Spirit come out. The more flesh I have, boy, look out. I read a teaching yesterday. The other day I started, haven't got into it because it was challenging me, so I didn't finish reading it. I got to go back and do it. And it was a message on how the effects of sarcasm. I said, oh, gosh. Ooh. Ooh. Oops. Hello? I guess that was just for me. Hallelujah. Turn to Acts chapter 8. I'm just speaking the word of God to show what's happening after Christ sent us the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ, what brought these things to pass? So many times we read about the signs and the wonders and the working of miracles and we miss the preceding verses. In Acts chapter 8, verse number 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and did what? He preached Christ to them. Amen? And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies or that were bedridden, and them that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in the city. What did Philip do? He went down and preached Christ to them. And at the preaching of Christ, all of a sudden, demons started to flee. Bedridden people, palsy was a paralytic disease, which you couldn't get up and walk. Bedridden people were got up on their feet. People that were lame were healed. And then there was great joy. Amen. There was great joy in the city. Why? But he first preached the gospel of Christ. We want to get to the close without getting to the message. We want to focus on the close and not pronounce the message. But he said, but you shall receive power that after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And if you're a spirit-filled man or woman of God in this house, you can't help but tell somebody about Jesus. And if you can't help but tell somebody about Jesus, you need to be filled again. Amen. You need to be refreshed. You need to be renewed. Amen. I don't know about you, but I got leaks. I got to be refilled continually. Amen. You know, when these apostles, in the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came in, there was a great move there in Jerusalem. They kept going out. Guess what? The Holy Ghost showed up again. They went out. The Holy Ghost showed up again. We went out. The Holy Ghost showed up again. Amen. Our faith is renewed day by day. Come on, guys. Amen. Amen. Hey, look to your neighbor and say, faith activates. Without movement, there's no relief. Amen. I'm not trying to have a crappy subject here or anything. You know? And guess what? The movement we're talking about isn't crapping on people, but getting the crap out of you and letting the Holy Spirit take a hold of control of you. Amen. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. Hallelujah. I'm not making light of this because that's what the Lord said to me. He said to me that's something they can relate with because someone, everyone in the house, in one measure or another, has dealt with constipation. And they know how miserable they feel when they're constipated. And God wants you to understand that same feeling is taking place in the spirit realm. Because the church isn't on the move. And they're not going to get relief until there's movement. Amen. In other words, we're waiting for God to do something. And God's saying, man, I've already done everything. I'm waiting for you. I heard Bill Winston say this. Bill Winston said, if you're waiting for God to do something, you're not acting in faith. Because faith isn't limited by time. Now, faith. He said, that if you're waiting for something from God, you're not acting on faith because faith isn't controlled by time. Faith acts. Faith acts. Faith acts. Faith acts. Well, somebody said, Pastor, I'm going to the hospital room, the man's dying, and I'm speaking life. I don't look at what's going on. Somebody might look at me and say, why does he keep saying that? Why does he keep speaking that? Because faith acts. Faith acts. Faith acts. You know, in other words, there is not going to be relief until there's movement. In other words, my faith, I gotta step and do something I haven't done before. Amen. I gotta step out and do something I haven't done before. And guess what? It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. And if it was comfortable for you, it wouldn't be any faith involved. Faith is stepping and doing something you never did before. You might be in a worship service. Hey, you know what? It wasn't comfortable for James to stand up and tell his mushroom story today. But you know what? That mushroom story, and if you listen to what he said, you've been waiting for this and this and this, and you're mad because or disappointed because God didn't give you this. And you forget all that God has already given you. And he said, if you're not thankful for what you already had, he ain't going to bless you with that to come. In other words, give thanks for what you already got. In everything, give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and I. Amen. I don't know about you. There's some things I haven't seen yet, but guess what? Amen. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Amen. My flesh wants to get involved all the time. I got to battle my flesh. Amen. I got to battle this thing. Hello? I can't roll my tongue like Dylan. Are you going to share with us? Yeah. That ruffle said bridges or whatever. Okay. Hallelujah. But you know what? I can roll my tongue in the spirit. I can pray in the spirit and I can pray with understanding. Amen. 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 God's wanting us to understand something. Miracles are a witness to something else. Amen. It's a witness to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and building his kingdom. Amen. Building his kingdom. That God loves everyone. Amen. It isn't over until it's over. You know what bothers me the most in our church today? That people are lukewarm, not neither cold or hot. They can't decide if they're for God or against God. They can't decide if the word's true or if it's not. Wake up, church. Wake up, church. God, his word is not going to change. He's not going to change. He's the same. He says, I'm the same. Today, yesterday, today, and forever, I change not. His word ain't going to change. It's not going to change. It's not going to change. I've seen where they're going to try to change it. I see where they're going to try to change the commandments. I see where they're going to try to change things to adjust it to our world. But that is not God. That is not God. He said in Revelations, anyone that adds to or subtracts from, I'll add to and take from him in the kingdom of God. I'm not going to add nothing to it. I'm not going to take nothing from it. It's his word. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the truth and he is the life. Amen. Amen. And the key is all these things we're looking for, it starts with a relationship with him. It starts getting in unity with him. It starts of the two of us becoming one. Flowing together and operating together for the kingdom of God. Amen. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. God's mercy and his grace is abounding to us right now. Amen. He loves everyone in the room. He has a plan for every last life. He ain't going to change his mind. He ain't going to change his mind concerning you. All he asks you is to do is to change your mind concerning him. Amen. Amen. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We want all the additives without seeking the first. Amen. So he said, the working of miracles, the energema, dunamis, the effective power. Amen. And prophecy. It comes from the Greek word prophetia. It means to predict. Now, let me say this to you. The weatherman on Channel 3 News will give you a weather prediction. He gives you a weather forecast. Prophecy is reversed. Prophecy isn't a forecast, it's casting forth. Not forecast, but casting forth. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. So it's a cast forth. I want to share something with you for a moment. God called your pastor to go to the world for the gospel of the kingdom of God. And when I share the vision, people will get mad at me. I can't believe it. Why is he talking about the world? We can't even fill our church up. What is he doing talking about the world? Because God gave me a vision. And I've got to cast it forth. I got to keep speaking until it comes. Because sometimes I get to that place and say, okay, I ain't going to talk about it anymore. I'll let it go to sleep. I'll put it to rest. And then the Lord just, then nothing happens. Everything gets dead again and everything dies. Why? Because God called you to be part of something that's greater than the room you're sitting in. Come on. Amen. Amen. God's called us to reach the world with the kingdom of God. God said he's going to use this ministry to reach the nations. And each and every one of us have a part. Amen. And when he said his glory would come in and his glory would go out to the nation, if there isn't a glorious church here, if the God and the presence of God isn't flowing and the gifts of the Spirit aren't operating, why should I send people from other nations to come here? Hello? We got to get busy for the kingdom of God. We got to stop and get out of our own self. No, I don't like the way they do this, and I don't like the way they do that. No, nah. Grow up. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Amen. Titus says this. I don't know why I'm going here. The Holy Spirit just did it. So, hallelujah. Go to Titus 1. Verse 15, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. And if you got a pure mind, you're speaking pure things. If you got a defiled mind, you're speaking defiled junk. Amen? 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 I know one thing. I'm going to go to the nations for the kingdom of God because God said so. Amen? And you know what? It doesn't have anything to do with me. It has to do with him. So in other words, when you hear me saying this, start prophesying it. Don't kill the vision. Amen? All you hunters that are in the congregation, when you have a license to go and kill deer, you're not allowed to kill bear unless you have a bear license, right? Amen? Amen? What we want to kill is the works of darkness. We got a license in the kingdom of God to fight against the works of darkness. Amen? You hear me? You hear me? In 1 Corinthians 14, I'm going to get back to the message now. Excuse me for going off on my rabbit trail. Just recognize this. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities, with rulers of darkness, with spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm not battling people. I'm not going to put somebody's face on the battle. Amen? But God gave us Holy Ghost discernment. Amen? And 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 3, we're talking about the prophecy. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edify, to exhort, and to comfort, to build them up, to encourage them, and console them. Amen? Amen? So when we have a word of prophecy that takes place in this body, we should build it up. This was a word of prophecy that took place here. It was a word to build up. He used a story of an event, but it was to build someone up. It was to encourage someone. That it isn't over till it's over. Not to grow weary in well-doing, for due season you're going to reap if you faint not. Amen. Amen. So turn with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 6. We're talking about faith activates. Look at your neighbor and say, faith activates. No relief without movement. We're going to get back into the subject, okay? Are you with me? Everybody here? The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians, in Romans 12, 6, Apostle Paul says, having then gifts, differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Faith is our activator. Faith is our activator. No relief without action. Are you with me? So in 1 Peter 4:10, what is this about? This is about the gifts being in operation in the body, the miracles witness, the prophecy witnesses. Amen. And that in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10, the word of God says, as every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Amen. In other words, there's no prophet without manifestation. Faith is our activator. Without movement, there's no relief. Amen. Amen. So that is our thought. In other words, these gifts aren't active. We had a service today. There should have been someone that gave a message in tongues. There should have been an interpretation of tongues. There should have been a prophecy. There should have been a psalm. There should have been a hymn. There should be spiritual songs. We should come together in the body, bringing our gifts into the house of God to magnify and to glorify God. Amen? Amen? We're not to let our gifts lay dormant. We're let them activate, because there's no relief without movement. And it's not your relief I'm talking about. And when we're moving for the kingdom of God, most of the time it's the relief of someone else. I have something for them, and it's inside of me, and I hold it to myself, and they never got a benefit from it. They never got it manifested or God helped by it. Amen? So we're working together. Lord, help his foot, dear Jesus. Extend your hand to this young man. Lord, touch his ankle in Jesus' name. Amen. He fell down the stairs coming to church Wednesday night, a couple Wednesday nights ago, or was it one Sunday night? Yeah. Sunday evening. Are you with me? Anybody still awake? Turn to Acts 4 and we'll get this thing settled. Do you get what the Lord's saying? Do you hear him? Do you hear what he's saying? Can I see a nod or a wink or a smile or something? Sometimes I look at it and I feel like everybody in the house is constipated. I want to pray for them to get released, but everybody would leave and run to the bathroom. Just kidding. Hey. It's okay to be all right. It's okay to have fun in church. This isn't, God isn't beating us up with the word. What God is saying to us, it's, hey, he wants us to get a hold of this. Amen. He wants to get a hold of this. And he's just using an illustration that we can grab a hold of. Yes. That we can relate, so that we can see this in the spiritual as well as in the natural. We witness it in the natural. God wants you to see it in the spiritual. He wants you to see what's taking place in the spirit. Amen. You know, it says in Acts 4:31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken. The place wasn't shaken like the building shaking up and down. Okay? What was shaken was they were shaken. They were shaken. I believe they were shaking things off. I don't know about you, but when I get in the presence of God, junk falls off. Junk seems to the Lord just reveals junk. He does it in love. He doesn't ever come condemning anybody. He always comes in love. Amen? Unconditional love. Amen? He's got such love. He says, and when they were prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Amen? Amen? They spoke the word of God with boldness. You know, I was running in the park on... Thursday. Yeah, I was running in the park on Thursday, and I passed this young couple, the two teenagers. He was Fernando and Precious was their name. And I passed him and ran around the track and came back, and they were sitting at a picnic table, and the Holy Spirit said, go witness to them. And then I fought it off and kept running because I was exercising. And so I ran around the park again, and I came around the hill, and they were still there. And the Holy Spirit said, witness to them. So I said, okay. And I took up my headphones and I walked up and introduced myself. They were sitting at a picnic table, and they were sitting at a table together. And I shared the gospel with them, and Fernando and his girlfriend Precious both gave their hearts to Jesus. And it turns out that Fernando's dad owns Francisco's up here on Harmony Heights. And I just see God orchestrating and doing some special things when we're obedient. Because he speaks to our heart, and most of the time we try to resist. I've been witnessing for years, and it's never comfortable. Hello? Hello? But when the Holy Spirit takes over, and all of a sudden the word comes out, you know, God gives you the words to reach that individual. You know, this young man had a question on unconditional love. His question was, he didn't understand God and love. And as I was able to minister on the unconditional love of God, then the door opened when I asked him if he'd come to a place that he knew for sure that if he died today, he would go to heaven, or if that was something he was still working on, that they did not know. Amen. So the door opened to share Jesus. Amen. And there's always a door of opportunity. Paul said, I pray that a effectual door of opportunity would open unto me. Amen. And as children of God, we're to constantly be looking for that door of opportunity to minister to a lost and dying world that needs Jesus. I don't know about you, but I know myself. I know what I was before, and I know who I am after. I know when I was addicted to drugs, and I was under the influence of drugs and the things of this world, how when I came, invited Jesus into my heart and life as my Lord and Savior, how he came in and delivered me, how he came in and set me free, how he came and changed my life and turned me around. Amen. I don't know about you, but when God comes in and does something, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. Amen. Amen. I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget that day. You talk about junk lifted off of me. Oh my goodness. Amen. Amen. Why do you keep talking about something that happened in October the 10th in 1997? Because that was the greatest day of my life. Amen. That was the greatest day of my life. That's the day that Jesus came in and set me free. And it was October the 12th, 1997, wasn't the 10th. And there was a day that something happened on the 13th and something happened on the 14th too. Amen. Amen. But if something didn't happen on the 12th, what happened on the 14th would have changed my life in a different direction. I'll just leave it at that. Hallelujah. But the word of God says in Acts 4:33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. So in closing today, I just want to take you to one more scripture today, to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The word of God says, we then, as workers together with him, beseech or plead with you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and the day of salvation have I succored you. He said, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. In closing today, what is God saying to you and I today simply is this? We shall, the gospel of the kingdom, he said, Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached as a witness to all nations, and then the end shall come. The end hasn't came yet. The word of God says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. That word saved comes from the Greek word sozo. It means healed. And that gift God is offering to whosoever will today. So bow your heads with me and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. In the closing moments of this service, if you're here today and you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord, or maybe one time you have, but you're not in that place you need to be, you've drifted away, and you feel the tug of the Lord drawing you back to him today. If that is you, would you just slip up your hand? Let me see your hand.